Our first reading this morning is from the first book of Kings, chapter 17, starting to read at verse 17. That is on page 352 in the Pew Bible. Sometime later, the widow's son fell ill. He got worse and worse, and finally he died. She said to Elijah, "Man of God, why did you do this to me? Did you come here to remind God of my sins and so cause my son's death?" "Give the boy to me," Elijah said. He took the boy from her arms, carried him upstairs to the room where he was staying, and laid him on the bed. Then he prayed aloud, "O Lord my God, why have you done such a terrible thing to this widow? She has been kind enough to take care of me, and now you kill her son." Then Elijah stretched himself out on the boy three times and prayed, "O Lord my God, restore this child to life." The Lord answered Elijah's prayer. The child started breathing again and revived. Elijah took the boy downstairs to his mother and said to her, "Look, your son is alive." She answered, "Now I know that you are a man of God and that the Lord really speaks through you." And our second reading from Luke chapter 7, beginning to read at verse 11 on page 84 of the Pew Bible. Jesus raises a widow's son. Soon afterwards, Jesus went to a town called Nain, accompanied by his disciples and a large crowd. Just as he arrived at the gate of the town, a funeral procession was coming out. The dead man was the only son of a woman who was a widow, and a large crowd from the town was with her. When the Lord saw her, his heart was filled with pity for her, and he said to her, "Don't cry." Then he walked over and touched the coffin, and the man carrying it stopped. Jesus said, "Young man, get up, I tell you." The dead man sat up and began to talk, and Jesus gave him back to his mother. They were all filled with fear and praised God. "A great prophet has appeared among us," they said. "God has come to save his people." The news about Jesus went out through all the country and the surrounding territory.
Who can tell me the similarities of the two readings? We all listen to it, yes? A widow in each story. Any other similarity? What happened? What happened? What happened to the children, the boys? They all got up. They both died. Both have got their father has been dead for a while. Their mother is a widow. We're widows, both of them. Both were sad because they have lost the only means of their livelihood in future. But luckily, they were both raised. And they became alive. Now, let's see what happened when the boys were brought to life. What happened? What did they do? What did Jesus and Elijah do? They took them back. Yes, yes. But before that, they touched the boys. Jesus touched the coffin. Elijah virtually held him in his arms and prayed. You see. So, what does our touch, or shall we say, now to coin the phrase, Midas touch, that whatever we touch will be turned into gold or something that is appreciated. Now, what brings us, or I should say, what moves us to do something? Jesus was moved, we were told in the Bible. So what moves us to do something? To do anything at all? Yes, you are moved if someone else needs help. What about if they don't want our help? You know he needs or she needs help, but they don't. You don't know whether they need our help or not. Isn't that what the case is? We pass by. Oh, no, it's, I mean, let other people solve it. Don't we do it all the time? When we see people in need of help, know that we can't offer the help, but we are afraid. If Jesus was afraid to touch the coffin, which is a taboo because it was supposed to be unclean. If he was afraid to touch the coffin, will the boy be alive today? Or am I going? No. Does it tell us something? That we shouldn't be afraid. We should be out of our we shouldn't be afraid to go out of our comfort zone. You see? Jesus knew he'd be blamed by the authorities for touching the coffin. But he didn't care anyway. Do we say the same? Or do we do the same?